Baby, I really need to talk to you. I really need to know that you're listening. I need to know that you hear my heart.
Hello, NSA. Been feeling lonely in the world today. I got some things been on my mind, and I know that you've been listening. You had my back from 2001. This Patriot Act's been so much fun. Oh, people say you're all up in the business, but I need you more in mine.
Hello, NSA. How's everybody there doing today? You've been listening for all this time. Can you hear me now?
Baby, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, NSA. Best kept secret in the USA. If you can hear what's in my heart, let me know somehow.
Let your tender software pick up what I'm laying down. Got some little keywords to be our sexy sound. Tell me what to say to really turn you on.
Gonna make you wanna tap that line that I'm on.
Al-Qaeda,
ooh, Al-Qaeda.
Militia,
ooh, militia.
Tell me you ain't done it before. A little home invasion in your playground shirt. I ain't talking about UPS now. I wanna whisper sweet nothings on your hard drive. Trade my Fourth Amendment to keep our love alive. No constitution can come between you and me. How can so wrong feel so right?
Controlled by everybody. Nobody likes you. Nobody. Your job is illegal, and people are making fun. Oh my God, V, this was a good find. I'd never heard this before. And thank you to whoever made this video or song. Great, great. We need more. This is what we need. We need more humor attacking the system, right? Humor's been controlled. We got nobody funny out there. Although I did watch Bo Burnham's newest special, kind of dark toward the end, but it was still very interesting. Bo Burnham's like a new George Carlin. So, guys, check him out. But yeah, that's a great song. Who made that song, V? Who is that?
I you know what? I don't know, but listen, I can tell you right now, there's a few NSA agents rubbing their nipples right now listening to the show.
I can give you the title in the group.
Yeah.
It's Hello, it NSA. Sounded like Will
singing, didn't it? It sounded like Will singing.
I thought Will was on the track. I know, right?
It did. For a minute, I thought that's what it was. Then I said, if he sings like that, what the hell is he doing there?
Wait, who was it? Who did I send you to? Mike?
It's the overstatists. The overstatists.
Ooh, on YouTube. I like
it. They have a whole 189 subscribers, y'all. Oh, that was Hello NSA, parenthetically, a love song to the NSA by the overstatists.
All right.
We gotta give them some press. We gotta bring them on the show because that was just awesome. 189 subscribers, that doesn't cut it. That was pure genius. all right, yeah, so we got these deep state a-holes, and you know, if it wasn't for your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. If it wasn't for your tax dollars, we still have the deep state up on us. I mean, what do you think, Luca?
Well, V, I want to thank you for, first of all, for having me on.
Absolutely.
And second of all, for just, you know, for, you know, Mike and Will, just to be able to have the privilege of sharing. This is something I wanted to read to you guys because I found it. Years ago, and it looks like it's at least three different quotes from three different people. I know Woodrow Wilson is in there after his "Oh my God, what have I done?" in 1913 when he sold sold America out on the Fed. There's other stuff that people might recognize. It's really, really well done, and it's collapsed into a very, very small writing. This is what it says. About the deep state, okay? So if anybody asks me, oh, yeah, with the deep state, you're a conspiracy theorist, right? This is what I say to them. Past presidents of the United States and other high-profile political leaders have repeatedly issued warnings over the past 214 years. That was when it was written, so it's probably closer to 220 years, that the U.S. government is under control of an invisible government owing no allegiance or acknowledging no responsibility to the people. That's one. There's another one that says, according to half a dozen of our former presidents, one vice president and a myriad of other high-profile political leaders, an invisible government that is incredibly evil in intent has been in control of the U.S. government since the days of Andrew Jackson, at least since 1836, if not before. We're talking Rothschild Zionism, I think. But that's just me. It goes on to say they virtually run the United States government for their own selfish purposes. They practically control both parties. It operates under control of a self-created screen and seizes our executive officers, legislative bodies, schools, courts, newspapers, and every agency created for public protection. As a result, we have become one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and interests of small groups of dominant men. So that's what the quote says. So I think it's really important to use that as a foundation, you know. Nobody's going to know 100% because, you know, even the people involved don't even know who they're working for half the time. So I think it's a good basis because we know that Rothschild et al. Is responsible for every single conflict in every war, right back to the Revolutionary War, if I'm not mistaken, that they engineered, just like the Civil War. So everything starts to fit. That's my two cents.
Yeah, you know, do have a lot of these verified quotes from some very important people, and yet this is something that's still highly overlooked.
Yeah, and nobody talks about it. You'll never hear Tucker Carlson talk about that stuff. See, that's what I mean, because these are the people that are paying them.
And that's a good point, because they might talk about one aspect of the deep state and even go further down the rabbit hole on one aspect, but they'll never address it in totality. They'll never connect all the dots. They're never going to tell you exactly who and what. I mean, on this show, we name names. You know, we name names. We tell you the groups, the individuals, all the time. And not all those people are on display, but you're right. It's not going to be broadcast on the media. You know, I remember one time years ago, Glenn Beck did some breakdown, but it was a terrible breakdown. It looked like he was trying to be like some type of bootleg William Cooper or Alex Jones or something like that. And it just makes it, I was like, oh, wow, this guy actually talked about the Trilateral Commission. I remember sending it to people, and they were like, this guy sounds unhinged. And I'm like, oh, man, see, that's what they do. And even the clip that you brought yesterday, you know, how I think they were just doing that because you were like, how did that truth get on there? And I'm like, I think the way they, now I didn't see it, I just heard the audio. I know it's from a movie, but from the audio, it kind of looks like they're, even though the guy is telling the truth, the terrorist that blew up the bombs or whatever, in the manner he's saying it, it's trying to make him look like even crazier. People like you and I, even crazier. Now, people like you and I, we cry violence, but yeah.
And that's, you know, there's two reasons why they do that, I think, according to what I think. Tell me if I'm wrong, please. First of all, they have to do that. They have to let us know what their intents are in order to get away with it, as far as their satanic ritual, as far as their satanic religion that they have. In order to get away with what they're doing, they have to drop hints all the time, like the Georgia Guidestones, like scenes like that in that movie. And also, they get away with it because the crowd is going, oh, my God, I'm so glad it's a movie. You know, this is so far out. Thank God our government's not like that. So,
well, Luca, and the reason, and I've been thinking about this particular aspect. We say this all the time on the air. You say it, I say it. You know, everybody says this. But dropping the information, and it's like, okay, you're going to be so brazen, so. What's the word I'm looking for? So overt about it, and yet you have to be insulting the intelligence of the American people. But then again, when you think about who are the American people, you get a large portion of the nation who are people who believe anything that the government does is just. Oh, well, they must have a reason. Oh, yeah, it looks bad now, but they must have a reason. There has to be some grand plan. Yeah, there's a grand plan. There is a reason, dummy. And guess what? You're not going to see the end of that grand plan.
Yeah, and by the way, I wanted to thank you personally for saying that about my family, too, because that's a really hard one. We'll get to that in another show, maybe. I'll share some stuff on that.
That's
a heavy burden, and you know you're sacrificed that much. You know that you're on the right path. That's what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. I've had some heavy sacrifices.
I remember you in the very, very beginning when you were being hacked and you were having problems and you couldn't even handle one phone call at a time because there was stuff going on all the time.
Okay, just for a little backstory for everybody, when I was with TLB TV, Luca was the technical director. Luca was my boss, okay? When I had to do my TV show, I had to get my finished product to Luca so he could add on the TLB logo, the you know, and make it official for upload to our site, the articles and everything. I would say about at the start, about every other week, something happened with my computers, something happened with the internet, something happened with the upload. You know, we had to use various ways of them getting our information, our uploads, but I could try to use like the mass bulk uploading sites, and I can sit here and, you know, it's going fast. Oh, 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, and then, you know, 50% in like 20 minutes, I can get up and go and do something else, hang out with my lady, watch a movie, something like that. I walk back into the room, it's at 50% at where I walked out of the room. And so there were times where I could not get my material to Luca on time for TLB TV schedule. And there were, I got some tongue lashings from Roger and Luca. It's like, holy crap, I'm under such heavy fire, under such heavy manipulation, and I can't even explain to these guys. They all think I'm an asshole.
I wasn't your boss. No.
Yeah.
I was your editor. I was actually working for you. I was your editor because we couldn't do anything if we didn't get your show on time. So.
Right. And there have been times I've been threatened to be kicked off TLB TV. It's like, oh my God. And there were times it literally got to the point where I had to do things 3 or 4 days ahead of time just so I can get through all the crap, just to be able to get a finished product to you every week.
And then I started catching on about how difficult it was for you, you know, because that takes a while. And then you start going, okay, I get it.
There are days I went to bed just thinking, oh God, Luca hates my guts. I'm making everyone's life a living hell just because I'm targeting a visual. These people hate me. These people hate me. What can I do? You know, it's like, I'm just gonna stick to my guns and try to power through. I'm gonna get things done early, and I become a company man. And so that was just my perseverance, and I think I got through it because we're all still friends. We're all still working together.
Absolutely.
So yeah, people need to understand this stuff is real. NSA is beefing up right now so they can hack people to stop their, you know, it's going to get so bad. And actually, I want to bring this up because I don't think I brought it up on yesterday's episode where Joe Biden had a meeting with a summit meeting with Putin. I call him hair leader. Putin. Joe Biden's like, you know, we need to address the problem of global worldwide hacking. And Putin just stepped off to the side and said, hey, that's you. You are the world hackers. You are the world cyber terrorist. You, the United States. Don't tie me into this. Putin had to step away. So, that goes to show you, and then Joe Biden wants to do some low blows by, you know, calling Putin a killer. Putin's ex-KGB, yeah, the man's a killer. I'm ex-army, yeah. I'm a killer. So what of it?
For real, and he's trying to act like he's holier than thou when he is a pedophile. And not only that, he's also a killer too. But he's not a real killer. See, like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those people that romanticizes Putin whatsoever. I'm no fan of Putin either. But Joe Biden's like, Putin's a killer. Oh, really? Well, let's put it this way. We can't confirm any kills on either side for sure, except for the wars. But Biden's killing, we know, has been all through sending other people's young children to die in an unconstitutional legal war that he swore an oath to protect. there may be some confirmed kills, like I said, where Putin wasn't just ordering them. There's many that he ordered, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been running stuff for, what, 20 years now. He's been running things straight dictator over there. So he's got confirmed kills, too. But I think some of the confirmed... Let's put it this way. I can envision Putin getting his hands dirty. I can't... I remember when Joe Biden was talking about fighting people, too. He was like, I wish this was high school. I could take Trump behind the back of the... What did he say? You want to take him the back of the bleachers. Take him back of the bleachers. Nobody fought behind the bleachers. What we fought in daylight. That sounds like
little girls out. I was getting laid behind the bleachers.
That's what I'm saying. That's where you go kick the girls behind the bleachers. What kind of weird stuff does he want to do? I bet you Biden's not going to say that to Putin. I'd like to take
Biden has never been in a fight. He wants to talk about old corn pop. Old corn pop gave him some respect because he walked outside of the pool to get his ass beat. That's the reason why he gave him any kind of respect. Is he set himself up there to get whooped.
It's true. And even Biden's like, oh, I was super scared and I was hoping, man, this guy don't kill me or something like that. He says, I mean, this guy's like a total like wimp. Like a total wimp. And putting people in jail this guy, Joe Biden and his family. Another thing, too, is even the mainstream is starting to catch on. But this is what you'll notice about the mainstream. There'll be like one good article per website, right? So one of the ones is, let's see. And this is from a local Turn to 10, local out here in Rhode Island, turntoten.com. I haven't even played it yet, but it says, questions arise after Hunter Biden painting goes up for auction at a steep cost. So, well, here are some of the questions that are raised to me. One is, okay, is this guy just selling things now that he's the son of the president? Or two, as we've discussed many, many times on this show with Just Me, we've also discussed it with Memory Hold, these people use art, right? And that's a perfect way to launder money, right? So instead of saying, hey, I'll pay you $1 million for a snuff film and 12 underage boys. They'll just say, oh, I'll buy that painting where it looks like you just like scraped some turd all over that. I'll buy that for $12 million instead. And so it's a very easy way to launder money. And then on top of that, we've also documented the Foundation for the Preservation of Art and Embassies, which is this program that goes through U.S. embassies where they're able to bypass traditional methods of shipping and inspection and ship art, quote-unquote art, into embassies. And as a matter of fact, there's an article about this. It's written in Vanity Fair by none other than Hillary Clinton, and she's up there with Marina Abramovich. And we know what kind of art that they're doing, and we know what kind of person that Hunter Biden is getting foot jobs from people that I can't say for sure they're underage, but they look underage.
They're ladyboys.
Could be ladyboys.
The ladyboys.
And now he wants to sell his art. So that raises a lot of red flags to me. And, you know, I was talking with my cousin, who's awake. and she sent me a clip of Biden, and he's stumbling over his words. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And I'm like... usual. As usual. And I'm like, this is so sad. And then I go on to say, it's not even sad. It's not even Biden's not even sad. What's sad about that is you have a whole gaggle of reporters over there not doing anything, not asking any questions, not bringing it up. The TV is not bringing any of this up. And honestly, we're very, very early into this Biden administration. But I've lived through, I've been around since the Reagan days, right? Since Reagan's first administration. I'm an OG. But I really started becoming aware of things during George Bush the second's term. George Bush the second is one of the worst presidents we've ever had, ever. Obama's
up there. They say the first time you get that Bush, it's not the best.
Well, at least this Bush wasn't like the old Bush saying, it's a big idea. a new world order, when we have this new world order, which we will, you'll see the grand vision of the United Nations working in partnership. Like, he was just straight up saying 1,000 points of light and new world order like 1,000 times. And this other George Bush, he comes, he does 9/11. I mean, don't forget Bill Clinton, the piece of trash. I mean, we yikes.
Getting his socks blown behind the desk of the Oval Office. Listen. I don't care how corrupt. At least, the one thing I give Bill Clinton is that he got his socks blown. All right, he literally was so brazen. He could put his feet up on a desk, light up a cigar, and say, "I'm the boss. Hey, you over there. Come here. Yeah, get on your knees." You know, at least, there's some machoism there that I respect.
But
that tells you, I mean, that's corruption. At least enjoy the corruption. Some of these people, they're so corrupt, and I don't even know what they're getting out of it, which terrifies me.
See, that's a great freaking point. I mean, for real, what are you getting out of this? I mean, like, if these guys were just corrupt and they were just, you know, had a bunch of bitches and were doing drugs sometimes, whatever, man, cool, you know, do your thing, play your cheating on your wife, I don't care, it's not great, but you know, I don't care about that, you know what I'm saying? I care about, you're working for me, what type of job are you doing for me, right? Are you, we're paying you to uphold the Constitution, are you doing that? And so, in this short era that I've been awake, right, and I retroactively went back and did my studies on all the presidents, but it's obviously a little better to have context when you're still alive and cognizant of what's going on. So George Bush was just terrible. I mean, if you look up George Bush F-ups or George Bush bloopers on YouTube, you're going to be laughing your butt off. You can do the same with Obama. It's going to be difficult to find, although Obama has a lot of gaffes. You wouldn't expect it because he's so savvy and he was known to be so, you know, articulate and charismatic, and you know.
I don't know. He kept saying Michael. He kept saying Michael a lot. Michael
several times.
A lot.
He said he visited 57 states. I mean, this is some basic stuff that's just ridiculous. But then we have Trump, who completely shuts down the Constitution. And you know, there's some. You can say a lot of bad things about Trump, about Bush, about Obama. But I mean, even George Bush. And Joe Biden makes George Bush and Donald Trump look like the best orators of all time. Joe Biden cannot string a sentence together. He cannot talk without his handlers and his talking points. And I'm not even mad at Joe Biden. I'm not. I'm mad at the DNC for allowing him to be in this position. I'm even more upset that there's Fox reporters calling out Biden. You know, there's some people on the right. But besides that, anybody in the center, anybody on the left, they're not calling out. Even Black Lives Matter is saying, talking junk about Joe Biden. Not enough. But you don't see that covered in the news. And this is early on in his presidency. I mean, dude, this has only been a few months in. This guy, he's not going to get better mentally. And it's just really weird that we're living in this world where this crazy, racist, pedophile, war criminal is just making no sense whatsoever, and everyone's just cool with it because it's not Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what Zionism is, right? They have installed somebody that's going to take America down. He leaves the borders open. He's behind defund the police. He's behind critical race theory. Every single thing you can think of to create chaos and to create mayhem, and for crime to spike, and then he can turn around and blame the guns. It's all engineered.
You know what? Can we skip commercial break? Can we? I don't want to interrupt Luca. Can we skip commercial break?
I love you too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, no, go ahead, Luca.
I was just finishing it because it makes all the sense in the world. You know, especially you guys. You guys have taught me so much since I started with, you know, with the show, and sitting there listening, it's such a blessing to hear you guys, because you guys are validating like over 20 years of experience with me, or research, I should say. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and you know, everybody has to go through that. But I mean, once you learn your solid foundation and your belief system starts to be rewarded and verified, it's quite something. So,
well, I'm going to tell you, we got a president who cannot string a sentence together, and we have someone so powerful, like AOC, who makes the dumbest statements in the entire world. Now, don't get me wrong, AOC. If you listen to this episode, I still want you to have my children.
Oh hell no, man! My kids bugging their eyes out like her all the time. She takes the worst pictures ever.
Everybody has.
Oh my gosh, she's gorgeous. Are you kidding me?
Man, I'll tell you what though. I have to finally agree with V on this one. I mean, he says, "Hey, sometimes, you know, Hillary be looking hefty and Kamala and all that." But that's. I'll have to side with V on this one. Oh, another positive note.
I'm just a woman lover. I love women. I think they're all beautiful. I love women.
Yeah. Another note too, though, that I forgot to bring up while we were still covering the NSA is Rand Paul also made a couple headlines, not many, because I search all the news, as you guys use, almost every single day. I try to do it for you guys every single day. I always got tons of tabs open and stuff like that. Rand Paul was in one headline that I saw calling for an investigation based on Tucker Carlson's emails. So, you know, as much as Rand Paul's a sellout to what his father has done, he still does some pretty good work. He's not even 50% of his father, which is a real shame. real shame, but you know, he still makes some great calls, he still does some good things, and I you know, I'm not a fan of Cucker at all, but I do think that we should get to the bottom. And I also think that I don't think it's just Cucker too. I know that the NSA is, they say, well, we didn't target them. Well, they're not targeting me either, but they can listen. Okay, yeah, so someone putting this up, Luca, the government doesn't decide gets vaccinated. You do not submit to the fear mongers. That's right, I saw that tweet. He does a lot of good work. He does a lot of good work. He still pisses me off on a lot of things, too, with the bootlicking the police and all this other stuff. But we need to get to the bottom of this NSA thing. The NSA needs to be abolished. I mean, honestly, even more than the police, the NSA needs to be abolished.
Zionism needs to be abolished. You know, I mean, you have to pledge allegiance to Israel to be a congressman, to be in Congress.
See,
to pledge allegiance to Israel. It's like, hello,
well,
you're not even serving America at all, let alone the fact that taxation of a citizenry is illegal. There's nobody that can show me a law that says that you have to pay. The average citizen has to pay a certain amount of their salary to the government. It's not true. It's only voluntary.
That's absolutely
totally
true.
Voluntary.
The one thing I would take issue with, though, is I don't think that every congressman swears an oath to Israel just because Rashida Tlaib and Omar Ilhan and AOC, I could never see them doing that. There's a few lefties. And there are a few pro-Palestinian. Chuckie Schumer, though.
Ask Cynthia McKinney. That's why she quit. There's a Twitter of her. I'm so glad I screenshotted that. And what she says. She said, I will not. I serve the American people, not Israel.
Well,
I'm paraphrasing.
I'll tell you what. Whether they actually take an oath to Israel or metaphorically do, in action, it's the same thing, right? Because even some of these leftists, with the very small exception of the people I named, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, there's a few others, right? But even the Democrats who are supposed to be pro-Palestine, you got Chuckie Schumer is a big Israel person, you got Bernie Sanders, a big Israel person, you got all these people on the left that say they're for peace and justice, but
hold on. We have people who are pro-Palestine? What did I miss?
Well, Ilhan Omar, she's pro-Palestine.
Oh, she's trying to be. She's trying to
let the little voice come out from the background, you know.
Ilhan Omar, she's Muslim, right? So she's sure. Obviously. So she's. I actually believe that she believes it too. I believe she's a hardcore leftist, and I agree with her on some things, disagree with her vehemently on many others. But I think she's a hardcore leftist, and I actually do believe she drinks her own Kool-Aid. Rashida Tlaib is also a Muslim. They're not going to side with Israel. And she's also made many pro-Palestinian comments. I forget the other lady. Her name is Washington, I believe. Her last name is from Massachusetts. There's a few others. AOC, the squad is definitely pro-Palestine. And I know there's a few others, too. I mean, there's 535 members of Congress. I don't know all of them. And which is sad. You know, I know pretty much all of them here in Rhode Island, but I should know all of them out there too. But yeah, there is a small cadre of people who are pro-Palestine, but you know, that doesn't, but what happens is this is, you know, every couple years or so tensions flare up again in the Middle East. We had it happen, I don't know, a month or two ago, and it made the news for a couple of days and then it's just gone. That's what happens all the time. But this last time was the first time you could actually see, at least from my estimation, just, you know, scanning the news for so long, because they, like I said, they flared up before. This is the first time I think that you actually saw some tension, not amongst Republicans, but amongst Democrats thinking, you know, this is, a lot of Democrats are being like, okay, well, you know, this is a really lefty thing to be pro-Palestine. And now in this era of cancel culture, the especially the leftists, they're walking on eggshells. They don't want to say the wrong thing. So expect things to remain the status quo until another flare-up occurs in the Middle East. But, yeah.
I think it's all a show. I think it's all theatrics.
I think it's all a show.
It's just like the Greater Israel Project that hardly anybody knows about. Eretz Israel, it's called. And that's from the Euphrates down to the Nile. They wanted to obliterate all the other countries in the Middle East. Here comes 9/11, the lie of 9/11. That allowed that, you know?
9/11, 9/11, 9/11.
No, Palestine is just the last frontier of people that they want to genocide, so they're playing with it. Just like America. Well, geez, we've been doing that for 300 years. No, they're still doing it to this day.
And so the most important point is, right, I could even hypothetically, you know, theoretically, I could say, you know, despite the fact that the state of Israel was created by the Rothschilds and the Anglo-American establishment to have a geopolitical intelligence military outpost in the Middle East so they could dominate the world. Let's just say I forgot about all that and said, you know what? Let's just keep things the way they are. Maybe give the Palestinians some of their land back. And, you know, the Israeli people, you stay there. That's fine. Whatever. Let's just say I could agree to that, hypothetically. The problem here is not Israel itself, so much as the USA giving billions of dollars to Israel that should be well spent here. They just passed they just proposed
millions a day. Yes, over 11 million a day.
Well, I think the estimate I saw was like 6 billion annually, but so that might add up to that because I'm not
doing it. Yeah, it does. It does. Between 10 and 11 million a day. And that's now, what I calculated.
And so we're sending, let's just say, 6 billion for this to Israel annually. Great. Well, they're having a tough time passing a $3.5 billion budget for the United States annually.
Exactly.
But that's almost two times.
That's almost two times our budget we're giving to Israel. You tell me Flint, Michigan couldn't use that water?
Well, they're giving it to Rothschild in Europe is what it is, right? And now they're going to use it, you know, in Afghanistan. They're going to use it with Iran coming up because all of a sudden you're going to hear about, you know, Israel saying that Iran is a threat to the world again since the 80s. I think they've been saying that, you know, and they're the terrorists, you know.
I thought can I give you guys a secret?
Interesting. The word terrorist was actually coined by Israel.
Can I give you guys a secret?
I thought that was interesting.
Secret.
I'm going to give you guys a secret. This is something that we actually went over on the air. Well, you may not remember or not, but I went through the material of this documentary, of this pro-Israel documentary on business. Now, something that people need to understand, Israel pioneered nanotechnology. Nanoparticulate and biological cohesiveness, okay? This is what they researched. Leading research in brain neural technology was Israel. Underneath the president, in the 80s, they came up with chemtrails. Okay, so let me bring it down to a smaller level. Let me take it from the macro and bring it to the micro. I know the Mossad dosed a lot of CIA, FBI, NSA agents, dosed their families, and were getting biotelemetry rings off of them. Dosed a lot of politicians. This is what gave them the leverage over the United States government. All United States government secrets went over to Israel. This is why Israel owns the United States to this day. Okay, this is where my research took me.
And V, just to add on to it, I said military industrial intelligence outposts, but we also have to add in child human trafficking to that too, because...
Well, you know what? That was going to be my next point I was going to charge you on. But let me finish this point. So the pioneering, and I'm going to find this documentary. I'll bring it up on the next episode, where it shows the president of Israel, who's like literally in the labs with this nano technology. So here we have Mossad probably dosing most important people in the United States, getting all the government secrets, start getting that ownership of the United States government, and now the United States government and military industrial complex is dosing the rest of the world with their nano controls, getting that biotelemetry, getting that intel off of people. So that is literally where you can start. And I'm not racist. This isn't about hating Jews, but this is the Zionist. Luca, you want to hop in here? This is the Zionist. This is.
Yes, it is. It's 100%. Anything that's against love, anything that's against compassion, anything that's against what? Humanity or nature or, you know?
Humanity's collectivism.
And you know what? It's practically, I'd like to generalize and say it's patriarchy, because the Native American belief system is so much like matriarchy to me. Like where the women are in control, where there's balance, because men know their place in a woman's world. It's exactly the opposite. But it's you know, that's something that a thinker once said. He said that if women were in control of world affairs, everybody would be pissed off at each other, but there wouldn't be any wars. Exactly. You know, women wouldn't stand for that.
But
Zionism is tearing everything apart. You know, and absolutely everything. Biden is controlled by it. You can tell. I'm not even looking at the leaders of countries anymore. When you see that there were four that were suicided in Africa because they preferred not to, you know, have the vaccines go through in their country. You know, and what happens in what was it? Cuba? Is it?
Yeah, the Havana Syndrome. Yes,
you know, it's like nonstop, over and over and over. You know, so if we don't say anything and we know what's going on, we're no better than they are. So that's why we're on the air right now. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
And this is where I wanted to charge Will. This is where I wanted to charge Will, because everything's going to fold back. It's going to fold back onto the children. It's the next generation. The government wants to have control of the next generation. I would love it, Will, if you could give us some extra insights, some extra research, because there is a connection between the... We all know the NSA has the largest cache of child porn in the entire world. They reward their best hackers with this child porn. They literally are so close to the people who produce the child porn. It's sickening, actually. It's you know, when I get to stuttering with this, you know I'm disgusted. But Will, we got the CPS. We got the what do you call it in your area?
DCYF in my area.
DCYF, correct. And so we need to expose this connection between the NSA and these child stealing organizations. We need to flesh that out more and more. I think that would be the pioneering thing for us to do.
Well, let's take a look at the microcosm and the macrocosm. Let's take a look at everything, right? So we start off with CPS and Child Protective Services, DCYF. It's called different things in different states, different countries. But the idea is you pay your tax money so that the kids that are beaten, abused, sexually tortured, or whatever, have nowhere else to go. The state puts them with good families, or the state takes care of them. The state is getting your tax money to look after our most vulnerable children. So on the macrocosm, 800,000 children go missing every single year in the United States. The microcosm here in Rhode Island, the smallest state, according to the head of DCYF here, former head, 20 to 25 go missing every single day. Now, I had the rep ask her how many don't come back, she said she didn't know. Now, of those 800,000 and the 20 to 25 locally in Rhode Island that go missing, a lot of them come back, right? Some of them, just because a kid can run away for 5 minutes and be reported missing. So a lot of those kids do, in fact, come back. However,
well, hold on, Will. Just in my anger, I have to point this out. There are wildlife preserves. There are people who can track, you know, how many gazelles have been eaten by a lion in one day. How many giraffe have gone missing? And they can determine the population. Why is it that they can determine 25 children go missing and don't know who's doing it?
To my other point is, even when the kids go missing, there have been cases documented in the mainstream news where they'll go missing for an hour or a half hour, but they're getting picked up and used by DCYF or CPS people to pimp these kids out for money and drugs and other things. And then to your other point, I was watching a History Channel documentary today, and they were talking, it was called James Bond Tech on Modern Marvels, right? And it's a history of spying, right? And starts from the beginning, or, you know, codes and all that stuff, moves up to the Cold War and so forth. And during the Cold War, they're talking about how they still can't tell us how many satellites they have up there now. But during the Cold War, they're showing pictures of one of the original spy satellites we put up there, and showing pictures of Russia and where airplane and potential nuclear sites are. And we can see that pretty freaking clearly. This is the 1950s. And so they admit that they have all these satellites up there now. Like you're talking about, they have GPS. We have all this in our phones. There are cameras everywhere, literally everywhere. And yet 800,000 children go missing in this country every single year. Children? That's nearly a million children. The NSA doesn't know what that's at. The NSA is inside all of our computers. The CIA knows everything that's going on. And then pulling it back, so where are these kids going? Well, we got evidence of where their kids going.
These child traffickers aren't all brilliant. I know some of these child traffickers are on their cell phones saying, hey, yeah, I got a load right now. Where do you want me to send them? I know there are people who are sending texts saying, I got a shipment. If you're listening to the show right now and you don't know where your children are, they've been missing. You know anybody who has missing children in your neighborhood, You know, there you go to Walmart and you see the big bulletin board of missing children phone numbers to call. I want you to call each and every one of these people and tell them to go to the NSA, harass the NSA, push them to find out where these children are. I know what they're going to say. This is not a national security issue.
Oh,
if it's not a national security issue, then we need to get rid of you.
No,
so I know these people looking at my seeing what I'm looking at on YouTube, or if I want to look at a porno, or if I want to buy a dime sack, they're all interested in that. We need to get rid of you, NSA. You haven't caught a terrorist yet. Find some of our missing children.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is the reason that they're not going to find any of our missing children is our next point, which is the NSA worked collaboratively with a number of agencies, both governmental and non-governmental, and they work alongside, and I'll give you some of the names and agencies right now really quickly, just to prove that I know what I'm talking about. So, first of all, you got the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds connect to this child trafficking in a number of ways, in human trafficking in a number of ways. And I'll give you some examples. And I'll actually try to keep it brief because there's so much I could go over right here. But Rothschilds, people are saying, oh, the Rothschilds, they don't exist anymore. That's an old conspiracy. Well, it looks like Sir Evelyn de Rothschild and Lynn Forrester de Rothschild introduced Prince Andrew to Epstein. I wonder why they had that there. And they also donated to the Clintons, right? So then you have them, their family, also the Bronfman family, which is like basically the Rothschild family, and they're very closely related out in Canada, and they're connected to Nexium, right? The human trafficking ring out there, as a matter of fact. They're very high-level supporters and active members of that. Then you've got, we're talking about Epstein. And Epstein, people were saying, well, there's no way Epstein was connected to Mossad or anything like that because he didn't meet Ghislaine Maxwell and this stuff until like the 90s or whatever like that. Well, new evidence has finally come out proving people like Titus Frost and others correct, showing that indeed they did meet a very long time ago in the 80s. And that's when her father, Robert Maxwell, was a spy also working for Israel. We also know that the reason why Jeffrey Epstein wasn't prosecuted it was because he was an FBI informant. And then we also know involving Israel, long before coronavirus, Ehud Barak, former prime minister of Israel, was wearing a mask leaving Jeffrey Epstein's house. And then you tie also Israel into it as well. Then you've got, with Hollywood, you've got Weinstein, who hired BlackRock, an Israeli firm. Guys, you want to go down a side rabbit hole one day, look into BlackRock, and Black Cube. Take a look into that. Just go look up their official website, poke around on there a little bit, and see the interesting Israeli stuff that's over there. Then you've got the whole Clintons, like I told you, involved in all this. Haiti, you've got them involved with Marina Abramovich, and then you've got Epstein involved with Bill Gates child trafficking. Child porn was found on his too. And then you've got the connections with Clinton and the Podestas to the Clinton to the Catholic Church, which are a bunch of pedos. And then you've got Trump's connection to Epstein, his connection to Dershowitz, the 14-year-old, Epstein's connection to Alex Acosta, who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal. Trump hired him. Wilbur Ross. Oh, there's another Rothschild name. Wilbur Ross, who was a Rothschild banker in the 80s, bailed out Trump and an Epstein buddy. You see him in Trump's cabinet. Steve Mnuchin, one of best buddies with Epstein, couldn't wait till Jeffrey Epstein got out of jail to start partying with Jeffrey Epstein after his conviction for raping children. Trump hires him and says, you know what, I need another Skull and Bones member. Then you got A.G. Barr, whose father basically hooked up Jeffrey Epstein with his teaching job. Trump says, yeah, you should be the attorney general of the country. And then Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, was hanging around with Epstein.
This list is getting too big. When are you going to connect the largest cache of child porn viewed on the planet in the Pentagon with the NSA and the CIA and the FBI?
Can I throw something in real quick?
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. That's my last point, but I wanted to get as many names and connections as I could in there. But yeah, exactly, V. And Luke, I'll give you the floor here, but you're exactly right. It's because the intelligence agencies, two quick things. One, John Kiriakou, former CIA whistleblower, is giving a speech talking about if someone asks for a prostitute and you're an agent, when somebody you're working with, an informant, whatever, you're obliged to get that person a prostitute. And if they ask for a child prostitute, you're supposed to say no, but not all of them do. And to V's point, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, they know everything. They know stuff about you you don't know. And so they know where all the pedophiles are, and they're not doing anything about it because they are pedophiles. Sorry, Luca.
No, when I was on Facebook, I got thrown out of the missing and murdered Aboriginal women and girls in Canada and in the United States. You know why? Because I told him who was doing it. What do you mean you don't know how come all these women are disappearing? It's like, hello, how come I do? Oh, here comes Kathy O'Brien. Remember her? Kathy O'Brien claims to have been abused since she was a toddler by her own family, forced to partake in satanic and sadomasochistic child pornography movies, here comes, produced for Gerald Ford. She was eventually sold to the CIA, who was looking for traumatized children and in their mind control program called MK Ultra. U.S. Presidents Ford, Reagan, Bush, and Bill Clinton, Canadian Prime Ministers Pierre Trudeau and Brian Mulroney, Mexican President Miguel de la Madrid, Haitian dictator Baby Doc Duvalier, and Panamanian President Manuel Noriega, and King Fahd of Saudi Arabia all sexually abused her and brutalized her. He recounts in graphic detail how Elder George Bush raped her 13-year-old daughter and how she herself was forced to have oral sex with Illuminati witch Hillary Clinton. I'm almost done. While being sodomized, raped, bound, O'Brien overheard the globalist elite planning a military coup in the United States and conspiring to usher in the satanic New World Order.
Okay, and see, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Yeah. NSA, listen, we're coming for you. We know how corrupt the system is. The first step, ladies and gentlemen, is to get rid of the NSA. We can get everybody else. Okay? You got to tune into the show. You got to support the show. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king, so please educate yourself.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.